You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we'll find out why e-visits with medical providers aren't resulting in better health for patients.
First, most schools in Milwaukee and in Wisconsin's vouchers programs have already started the new school year. Most of the state schools will start the day after Labor Day. But so far, state lawmakers still haven't passed a new budget, which means schools are gearing up to start a new year without knowing what their funding situation looks like.
Molly Beck is reporting on this. She's a state capitol reporter at the Wisconsin State Journal. Molly, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me again.
Well, you talked to some different school officials, and it sounds like, I should say up front, this is not catastrophic for schools around the state,
right.
But what kind of concerns did you hear them raising?
Yeah, I mean, I talked to about half a dozen superintendents yesterday, and most of them they didn't describe this as a crisis or anything, but some did say that they've put off handing out raises to staff. They've put off making last-minute hiring decisions. One superintendent I talked to said that, for example, they wanted to buy new course materials and design a new course around math, and they just have put off doing that because they don't know if they'll have enough money to make that extra expenditure.
And you write that rural schools in particular are a little worried because there's a special kind of state payment that is kind of up in the air for them.
Right. There was a memo that the Department of Public Instruction, which is the state's education agency, they sent to the lawmakers on the budget writing committee last week, saying that if a new budget isn't signed by Governor Walker by August 31st, that first payment that the state sends to rural schools to help cover their costs will be delayed.
And what kind of impact could they have? Possibly needing loans, I guess, bridge loans, in effect?
Right, yeah. I spoke to the a guy that runs the Rural Schools Alliance, and he said that that's one thing that they're looking at is borrowing money because their budgets are so tight anyway.
Let's talk through kind of the dominoes that have to fall here. Schools set their budget, but step one, I guess, is they need to know what they're getting from the state. So once they have that budget picture in place, what happens then for a school district?
Right. So once they know what kind of funding they're getting, they can set, what their tax levy will look like, and they'll know exactly how much money they have to spend on staffing and other things like that. So generally what happens is a school district sets kind of a preliminary spending plan earlier in the summer, and then they get, a projection in July from the state education agency. And then by the end of October, they finalize their actual budget with all the right numbers. In October, that's when DPI, tells them exactly what they're going to get based on enrollment and other things. So basically, it's not a big crisis, I would say, for school districts until, we're in October and there's not a budget.
Right. Is there an idea of if it doesn't happen by blank date, then that's going to push back that domino, that series of events too far, and then we start to run into trouble?
Right. DPI said that if there isn't a budget by October 3rd, then that's going to, create some issues. That deadline, if that's missed on October 3rd, then the calculation that they make to determine how much state aid is deducted from each school district to pay for the private voucher programs and independent charter schools, that could be an incorrect number and not cover the true cost, which means that the rest of it might be picked up by the state's general fund, which could affect other spending. And then by the end of October, if there's no budget by October 27th, then districts might be, they might not be raising enough money in property taxes to cover the cost for the voucher and charter programs.
And Molly, we've talked to your colleagues in the state capitol press corps a lot about this budget process.
Right.
Do we have an idea of when the budget process might be complete? I think nobody is thinking that it's going to take till October.
Right. I'm not getting that sense at all that it would take that long. But I talked to the leaders on the budget writing committee yesterday, and they want it to be done by Labor Day. they weren't saying, yes, it will be done by Labor Day, but that's their goal. And, you know, they are in the Assembly and the Senate. It's the Assembly and the Senate that have not been able to come to an agreement on transportation, causing the delay. And then Governor Walker is actually at an event right now, and I saw on Twitter that he said that he wants to sign the budget before the end of summer so that schools aren't negatively affected.
Talking to Molly Beck, state capitol reporter at the Wisconsin State Journal, looking at the as-yet unfinished state budget and how it might affect school budgets as we head into back-to-school season. Some schools around the state already up and running, others just around the corner. Molly, do we know what the state school funding budget is going to look like when all is said and done, or is that still up in the air?
Everybody I've talked to makes it seem like it's not up in the air. I think most people are pretty much in agreement that part of the budget has been settled. The increase in funding that Governor Walker has proposed will stay in the budget, and that means that school districts will get about $649 million in new funding. And a lot of school districts have been really happy about that and counting on that. So I think lawmakers have made that a priority to keep in the budget, even as they're looking at other things to spend money on. But I did talk to State Superintendent Tony Evers yesterday, and he said that while lawmakers are saying that, there's still, you know, the element of this Foxconn investment that will require some state funds. It's not exactly determined how much of the next budget that we're talking about now that will, you know, what they'll need from that. But he said that that's kind of making everybody a little bit nervous about where all that money is going to come from, because there's a lot of money that Governor Walker has proposed for schools.
Yeah, that restored funding to schools, is that a chicken that schools aren't counting before it's hatched at this point? Are they planning on how they're going to spend it before the budget is complete?
Yeah, I think that there's probably some school districts that are moving ahead with that, but I know that, like, the Madison School District, they have put in their preliminary budget a smaller increase than what Governor Walker has proposed, just to make sure, you know, that they're not spending more than what they will get.
Now, we've got, of course, the public schools in Wisconsin. There are also voucher schools. Mm-hmm. What kind of things are they watching as this budget process theoretically comes to a close?
Right. Right now, they're waiting on, they've already started their school year. Like, in Milwaukee School District started their school year this week. And but with the voucher schools, they get a payment per student, and that payment is supposed to increase with this next budget. So they're not, you know, at this point, they don't know, you know, what that figure is right now. They have an idea, and they know what's been proposed, but that's all tied to what the public schools get. So that's up in the air for them, too.
Now, one point you raise in your article on this, and you mentioned it, you alluded to this briefly earlier, is that, you know, a lot of things like staffing and things like that are, of course, in place by now for schools. But there are last-minute changes sometimes. Enrollment turns out to be higher than expected. Teachers leave need to be replaced. Are those things made maybe a little more complicated by the lack of a budget?
Right, yeah. I talked to the superintendent of the Sun Prairie School District in Dane County, and he said that they know that they're going to probably need to hire more teachers for about 100 new students, but they're not really sure how they're going to pay for that yet, because they don't know, you know, what part of their district budget is going to be taken up by state funding. So right now they're kind of, he said, everything's on hold for them right now.
Wisconsin's school funding formula is a big, complicated thing. There have been talks over the years about changing it. I mean, is there enough information in the budget so far that we, the public, that school districts can really look at it and say, okay, if they do what they say they're going to do, legislators and the governor, we really do, we know what the impact is going to be if it's passed as written?
Yeah, they have a pretty good idea. Nobody's talking about a reduction in state funding for schools, so I think that's why you're not hearing more from school districts and superintendents and other school officials about this. If they were worried about funding being cut, it would be a bigger issue for them, because they would need to, you know, cover those costs somehow. But because nobody's talking about that, I think that's why it's not an issue for them at this point. So they're kind of, what I hear is they're taking what you know, Governor Walker has proposed and what lawmakers keep saying they want in the budget and kind of going from there.
And as you watch education funding, Molly, and the state budget in general, what is the next step you're watching for?
Well, with Governor Walker's comments just now saying that he, you know, specifically saying that he wants to make sure that the budget's signed before, you know, most of the schools in the state start on September 5th, then I think that's what I'm watching for, to see if that's actually going to happen, because there are still some pretty big divisions on the transportation funding element of the state budget, which has caused the budget to be delayed by a month and a half. So we will see if they come together that quickly.
We'll leave it there for now. Molly, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
We've been talking to Molly Beck. She's a state capitol reporter at the Wisconsin State Journal. She shared her reporting about how schools in Wisconsin are gearing up to start a new school year without a state budget in place. And just a quick reminder, we still have up on the Central Time Facebook page our question to you about back to school season, not the fiscal side of things, but the sentimental side of things. Let us know how you feel about back to school season. Again, that's on the Central Time Facebook page.